Thank you for that introduction. Appreciate that. I wanted to start off by just saying congratulations to the class of 2018, School of Ministry. I know you've done a great job and worked hard. And I apologize for my class in the book on the Holy Spirit that you get reviewed in that book. Everybody hates that book. So I thought about changing it, but I feel like now if I change that book, then I've lowered the standard. So I'm just going to maybe keep that same book that nobody likes. And I always tell them, you're not going to like this book. It's not written from a perspective of enjoying it. It's written from a perspective of theology, which isn't always very fun to study, but I think it's a good tool to have. So have to revisit that. I know you've heard a lot of messages in the last couple of days, but I do feel like the Lord has given me an encouraging word for the class as well as those who are in attendance with them. We do appreciate families, friends, relatives coming to be a part of this celebration, and maybe your spark to enroll in this program as well. So we appreciate that. I wanted to say a lot of the speakers that have come this week and talked were kind of in a hurry because they needed to catch planes to travel to other destinations. I'm not that guy today, so I can be here for a long time. I don't have anywhere to go today and no planes to catch, so lock the back door. Amen. A few months ago, we're really about the beginning of the year, the Lord put a message on my heart about wineskins. And I really felt like that word was a word for me and a word for our church for the year. And as I was talking and thinking about what to speak today, the Lord brought me back to this message. So I'll try to condense it and move through it, but it does have some stuff I want to talk about, and hopefully it's an encouragement to you. The only thing that's consistent in life is change. If you ever get to the point where you struggle with change, you're going to just struggle because life is full of change. That's just all there is change, one change to the next. And I want you to think about Jesus for a minute. Jesus walks into, and his ministry began, they believe, about age 30. He walks into the middle of a culture, the middle of a religion, the middle of a government that had been established for a long time. It had become a really well-oiled machine. So he walked right into the middle of this, and from the very beginning of his ministry, he stirred up controversy. Not everybody was happy with what he said or what he did. The establishment was a little concerned about him because, as we read in the early chapters of Mark 1 and 2, that he was casting out evil spirits in the church, in the synagogue. He was healing mother-in-laws. The whole town was coming to his door to hear him and to be touched by him and to be healed. And he's touching and healing lepers. He's eating with sinners. He's healing on the Sabbath. So he rocked the culture and the government system, and as well as the religious system of his day and his time. And the teachers of the law and the Pharisees were offended at what he said and did, and were defensive about what he did. And it was new, and they couldn't really receive it. It was difficult for them to understand what he was doing. And my verse, I should say maybe this morning, got a few more minutes before it's afternoon, but it's found in Mark chapter 2, beginning in verse 21 and 22. And the word of God says this: no one, Jesus speaking, no one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. Otherwise, the new piece will pull away from the old. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skin, and both the wine and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins. So there at the end of chapter 2, Jesus explains to the teachers of the law and the Pharisees why they're really struggling with the new that he's doing. They were struggling because they were trying to receive new wine with an old wineskin. They were still trying to capture all that Jesus was doing and saying in their old system, their old capacity. And that was hindering them. And we know the story and the culture in that day and time. You carried your wine in a skin, usually a goat skin. And as you made up a batch of wine, you would decide, well, let's take a new wine skin. And we would put the new wine or the freshly squeezed grape juice into that bag, that sack. And it would begin to ferment. And the skin would begin to mold and shape and move to contain the wine. Well, you could do that for a few times, but eventually the wineskin would get old and it would begin to dry up and would begin to crack. And if you put new wine into an old wineskin, eventually it would burst and you would lose it all. You could only put old wine into an old wineskin. A new wine or a new wine took and needed a new wineskin. So Jesus wasn't teaching us this morning about how to make wine. In fact, if you look at Luke chapter 5, verse 36, Jesus tells us that this is a parable. It's a parable. He's using a real live example to teach us a spiritual truth. And Jesus was trying to say something. And here's what I believe he's trying to say to us this morning. That you can't receive anything new from Jesus if you're using an old wineskin. If you're using an old wineskin. And let me be quick to say this. It doesn't have anything to do with your age. We're not talking about ages. I found out when we did our schedule of refuels in the conference that my wife was doing a training on ministry to senior adults. And I found out that at age 51, I'm considered the new old. I'm not happy about that, but I'm considered the new old. But I'm not speaking about age this morning. I'm not telling you that just because you're a certain age that you're stuck in an old wineskin, because I've seen young people stuck in old wineskins that they received and were passed down to them. Age is irrelevant when it comes to this. It's about your willingness and your capacity to receive the new that God is bringing. The wineskin represents you and I. All that Jesus wants to teach us, all that he wants to do in our lives, how he wants to transform us and equip us and take us through a new season and a change. And our wineskins are our capacity to receive that, our willingness to take in the new thing that Jesus is doing. Because I can't experience the new that Jesus wants to do with the old wineskin. I can only experience the same old stuff with the same old wineskin. Nothing new. Jesus was doing new things. He was teaching new things. And the religious crowd was fighting against it because they were trying to understand and receive it through an old wineskin. What are old wineskins? Let me give you some examples. The religious mindsets that are just contradictory of Scripture. We believe things that really aren't scriptural sometimes. And they cause our wineskin to dry out. Our traditions that replace truth can become old wineskins. Our poor communication practices. We're poor listeners at times, right? I'm reading a book called Hearing God, and I realize how poor I am at listening to what God is saying. But sometimes we're poor communicators. We can't share what's on the inside of us because of whatever's happened to us in the past. Our attitudes about money can become an old wineskin. Our attitudes about authority, about change, about our emotional reactions that we have can be an old wineskin. Our physical health can be an old wineskin. What do you mean, Pastor? I was sick, I am sick, I'm always going to be sick. That's an old wineskin. What about fear? I'm afraid. That can become an old wineskin that causes us not to be able to receive the new that God wants to do. How does it affect you in our churches that we're in? I'm going to go real quickly through these. We look back for just a minute in Mark chapter 1 through the verse that I just read to you, and we see a couple of instances where Jesus is ministering. In the beginning, one of the first things that happens is Jesus is in church, and there's a man who's possessed with an evil spirit. And Jesus casts the evil spirit out, and the people are amazed at his teaching. But he's amazed at their lack of discernment. That somebody's been in the church for that long, oppressed and depressed and discouraged and even possessed and has not received deliverance from the very place that God intended it to happen. An old wineskin can cause us not to be spiritually aware and discerning, so that even the devil can be setting, so to speak, in our church and we don't even know it. An old wineskin can cause that to happen. Now, also we see later on in that same chapter, chapter 1, Peter's mother-in-law is healed. And later that evening, the whole town is at her door wanting Jesus to touch them and heal them. If we don't maintain a new wineskin, we'll lose our compassion for those who are sick and hurting. Jesus never tolerated the works of darkness. He never tolerated them. He never compromised with them. Those who were hurting and needy, Jesus touched them. After that story, we see that Jesus, early in the morning after this night of prayer, goes to his own private place to seek God and to fellowship with the Father. If we're not careful, we'll lose our passion for prayer and fellowship with the Father. Our old wineskin will cause us to draw away from those times. But a new wineskin causes us to seek fellowship and closeness with the Father every day. Verse 37, they come to him and they find Jesus, the disciples do, and they say, "Jesus, everybody's looking for you." And I can tell you right now, that's not always a good thing. When everybody's looking for you, that may not be the time that you need to go address the crowd. Jesus does not do that. We get caught up in the demands of others. We get caught up in their demands on our time when we find out too late that we haven't taken time for the Father. And instead of saying to Jesus saying to them, "Well, okay, I'll go to this meeting," or I'll come see what they want. Jesus says this, "Let's go to the next town." That's what he said. Now, an old wineskin would have said, "Well, you know, I'd hate to do that, even though that's what the Father has told me to do. That's what he wants me to do. But instead of doing that, I'm just going to do what everybody else expects me to do." That's an old wineskin. Jesus says, "Let's go." Really what he was saying, "Hey, my vessel is full. My wineskin is full of new wine. The Father has spoken to me. There's things that I'm to do in the next city. Let's go there." A new wineskin. A new thing, being able to receive what God is doing. Really, a new wineskin is about increasing your capacity to receive from God. Receiving your new capacity to receive from God. An old wineskin, listen to me, will keep you in the same season of life. An old wineskin will keep you at the same level that you're in right now. But a new wineskin will move you to a new season. If you want a new season in your life, then let God give you a new wineskin. And let him take you to the next place. Let him move you into the next area he wants you to move into. Let him move you into the new ministry he has for you. It's about new wine being put in new wineskins. Where is your capacity to receive from God? If you're stuck, look at your wineskin. If you're stuck, if you feel stuck this morning, look at your wineskin. Investigate. Is it old? Is it unpliable? Is it not movable? If it is, maybe God's saying it's time for a new wineskin. A new wineskin, as I said, will take you to a new season. It can move you to a new level in God. If you're stuck, check it out. I want to say this as I kind of wind down. We're limited, we think, at times. Especially if you're in ministry or you're raising a family or in a job, we feel like we're limited at times. This is as far as we're going to get to go. This is as much as we're ever going to experience. We get stuck. But can I tell you this, and would you hear me? Let he who has an ear, let him hear. Your limitations are not your education. Your limitations are not your social status. Your limitations are not your sex. Your limitations are not your race or your spiritual gifts or your finances or the size of your church or the church location. Our limitations are always our wineskins. That's the only limitation that we have, because if we're willing to let God give us a new one, anything can happen and anything can change. Amen? Anything can change. We're only limited by our wineskin. That's the only limitation you have. So I say to the graduating class, as well as you who are listening, if you feel limited, let God give you a new wineskin. The best is yet to come. Your capacity to hear and obey God in the moment, moving you into a new season and a new area, is all at your fingertips. If you want to hold on to an old wineskin, you'll only be able to experience the old. And that's what Jesus was telling the teachers and the Pharisees. If you're not going to receive the new, you're going to be stuck. And that's what happened. They stayed stuck. Instead of seeing the good things Jesus was doing and hearing the good words he was speaking, they were stuck in an old mindset that said, I will not receive this. It doesn't fit my wineskin. To experience a new season, a new level, a change, a growth in your life is going to take a new wineskin. So my exhortation to you this morning, and hopefully you'll receive this, is to let God give you a new wineskin with new wine. Let God give you a new wineskin. Let him move you into a new season and a new level. Every level takes a new faith. Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. For the righteousness of God has been revealed, and that righteousness is from faith to faith to faith. In other words, from one step of faith to the next. There will never be a day where you have all the faith that you need. And you've arrived and that's it. Because the next day will cause you to move to another level of faith. That's just the way it works. From faith to faith to faith. New wineskin. Receiving the new. And when that wineskin begins to dry out, we say, God, give us another one. God, cause me to receive what you're doing that's new. Cause me not to be one who stands on the sidelines and criticizes and objects to it or tries to figure out what that person is doing wrong. But let me be the person who says, if this is God, I receive it. And I want to be a part of what he's doing. So if you're stuck in a season, or you feel limited in your spiritual level and nothing is changing, ask God for a new wineskin. Ask God to give you something new that will cause you to be able to hold the new thing that God wants to do in your life. The new wine of his Holy Spirit. New things. New ministry opportunities. New insights. Anything that God wants to do in your life that's new. Receive it. By receiving a new wineskin. I want to pray for you this morning and turn it back over to Miss Hallie. Father, thank you for your word and thank you for the efforts and the abilities of this group of graduates. I pray that each one of them, as well as myself and those who are listening, would never come to a place where we say we've learned it all. We've experienced it all. We don't need anything new, because when that happens, we begin to dry up and dry out. May we all just receive a new wineskin today that says, my capacity to hear God and receive from God is going to be new. It's going to grow. It's going to get bigger. And I'm going to do things I never thought I could do under the power of God. I'm going to speak in ways I never thought I could speak. I'm going to serve in ways I never thought I could serve. I'm going to be the mother that I never thought I could be. I'm going to be the father I never thought was possible. The husband I wanted to be. The wife that I wanted to be. As I said, the employee that I wanted to be. The boss that I wanted to be. I'm going to be the person God wants me to be, because I'm going to let him do something new in my life. I ask this, that you would pour this out upon us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Bless these graduates, and where they go from this day, may they remember that you're always doing something new, and may they receive that and be stretched accordingly in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.